aboard Costa Toscana. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker on location.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, June 20th. More delays for Norwegian Cruise Line. Previously, we reported that Norwegian Prima was being delayed because of supply chain issues. Now, its second new build, which is also currently under construction and due out next year, has also been pushed back. Citing construction delays, Norwegian Viva has canceled her two first sailings for June of 24, setting its new inaugural date to July 3rd of next year. In positive news, Norwegian Prima is currently undergoing sea trials in the Adriatic Sea. Both ships are being built at Fincantieri Shipyard in Italy. And welcome to the Sunshine State. After canceling its first 12 sailings, Disney Cruise Line's newest ship, Disney Wish, arrived at her new home port of Port Canaveral earlier this morning. Around 5 a.m., the vessel made its way to Central Florida as excited fans lined the banks of Jetty Park and the boat ramp at Port Canaveral. For the past week, Disney Wish has been sailing to Florida from Europe with a brief stop yesterday at Private Island Castaway Key. Wish will sail 3- and 4-night Bahamas cruises from Port Canaveral starting in mid-July. And if you want to bet on the big game, soon you'll be able to aboard U.S.-based Carnival Corporation ships. On Friday, the line inked a partnership with MGM to bring sports betting on board 50 vessels that sail from the U.S. Smartphone betting and cash kiosks will be added to Carnival Cruise Line, Holland America, and Princess ships in the coming months. And the two former Crystal Cruise ships that were arrested in Freeport, Bahamas earlier this year have been auctioned off. The luxury cruise line that was formerly owned by Genting Hong Kong had both of its ships sold for a cool $128 million last week. This is how it broke down. The 1999 Crystal Symphony went for $25 million and the 2003-built Crystal Serenity for $103 million. The buyer of these two vessels are not directly tied to any U.S. cruise line. Crystal's expedition ship that was launched last fall, Crystal Endeavor, has also reportedly been acquired by Silver Sea Cruises. That's part of the Royal Caribbean Group. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 9.7%, 9.60. Royal Caribbean up 6.1%, 37.30. And Norwegian up 10.1%, 11.43. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here aboard Costa Toscana for the very last day, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great Monday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.